The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. About two-thirds of Americans don't have a college degree, but many companies don't see that as a barrier preventing them from applying for jobs.
So at a time when unemployment is very low, companies have lots of openings they want to fill, if you're already making those jobs out of reach to a majority of Americans, that's going to make it even harder to fill those jobs. So a lot of companies are rethinking why those degree requirements are there in the first place.
But is that resulting in more non-college grads being hired? We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber after the break.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
More companies are dropping the requirement that job applicants have a college degree, but that doesn't always translate to more job offers for them. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber joins me. Lauren, what's been the trend for high school graduates in the U.S. who enroll in college?
So we've seen declining enrollment for the last few years. That's probably a reflection of the fact that more people are questioning the value of a college degree at a time when the cost of that college degree is going way up.
Why are some companies lifting the requirement that job applicants have a degree?
The most obvious answer, and this is what I heard from many companies I spoke to, is that a fairly small share of Americans actually have a college degree. The numbers are about 62% of Americans over the age of 25 do not have a degree. Some may have started college and dropped out, some maybe never enrolled, but still, that's 62% of the U.S. population over the age of 25. So at a time when unemployment is very low, companies have lots of openings they want to fill. If you're already making those jobs out of reach to a majority of Americans, that's going to make it even harder to fill those jobs. So a lot of companies are rethinking why those degree requirements are there in the first place.
What are some examples of companies doing that and for what types of jobs?
Some of the interesting examples that I heard about and that I wrote about in the story was, for example, Delta Airlines in 2022 dropped the college degree requirement for its pilots. Now, Delta doesn't set the requirements for a pilot having a pilot's license. That's all done by the Federal Aviation Administration. They handle all of the licensing, all of the certification, the testing. The folks at Delta were saying at a certain point we realized there was no value add necessarily from requiring that someone has a degree. And in fact, it was keeping some people from being able to apply for those jobs.
So that relaxing of the degree requirement helps get people in the door for Delta. Is that right?
That's right. Delta was saying they don't have a problem finding enough people who want to be pilots for the airline. A lot of people work their way up through various types of flying, hoping to get to the big commercial airlines. But that was just one example of many where companies were saying, we have kept a lot of people out of the pool of applicants for jobs where we could have expanded that pool, whether that was about opening opportunity for people who maybe needed more opportunities in the job market, or for some companies, part of this was also about diversifying their workforces. And so being able to open jobs to a larger pool of potential candidates. There were a lot of reasons why they felt that having a bigger pool to draw from would allow them to actually pluck the best people from that pool without using an unnecessary screening mechanism, which for some jobs was the bachelor's degree.
After companies lifted the college degree requirement, how did that affect the share of jobs that went to those candidates?
There's the rub. It turns out it's not easy to rethink the credentialing of jobs. It's actually a big undertaking to look through all of your job postings and say, okay, let's take one by one. Does this job really need the degree requirement? Is there a different certification or credential that would also indicate somebody has the right skills for the job. So that is a large part of the process. But once you take those degree requirements off, then it becomes about what the hiring managers are doing. And so what researchers have found, there's new data that's come out about these job openings. And unfortunately, it has turned out that these changes haven't necessarily affected or changed who's actually being hired for jobs. So it's one thing to take the requirement off. It's another to actually change who's being given the offers. And what these researchers that I cited in the story found was that for every 100 jobs that have been opened up to people without a college degree, who wouldn't have been able to apply for all these jobs before, only about 3 or 4 new jobs actually went to people without degrees. It was a pretty small amount.
What does hiring workers without a degree mean for companies' recruiting efforts and for training?
It means that you have to really think about how you're assessing candidates. So in the past, it was an easy screen to say, you know, using your automated hiring system. Now everybody applies for jobs online, you send it in, and the systems could just screen a lot of people out based on this requirement. Without that, you have to do a better job of assessing people's skills. It's called skills-based hiring. That's what this approach is known as. So that might mean putting on different types of assessments to really try to determine whether someone has the communication skills or the writing skills or the teamwork skills or the technical skills that you're looking for. So it does change the way companies have to think about their hiring process.
In the face of these challenges, how does that affect the application process for the job candidates without degrees?
A lot of the people that I spoke with who don't have college degrees and were hitting that paper ceiling, the diploma being the paper, they said to me, you know, I have so much resourcefulness. I have a lot of resilience. I have skills that people who might have gone to college wouldn't have. And companies are missing out on that when they're not considering candidates like me. Unfortunately, that's hard to communicate in an online job application. That's the kind of thing that comes out more easily in an interview. So you kind of hope that people will get through that initial screening process to get to an interview to be able to prove they have those kinds of qualities.
But to be clear, some jobs do require a college degree, right?
Absolutely. You're never going to find a lawyer who doesn't have a college degree or a CPA or a doctor. That is a minimum requirement for a lot of jobs where you then go on to more professional training. And, you know, I don't mean to discount the value of a college degree. College can be an incredibly valuable learning experience for people, maybe not necessarily for technical skills, especially for people getting, say, liberal arts degrees, but for, you know, the critical thinking skills, communication, writing. It's a great training ground for those type of what are often known as softer skills. But the fact is, there are a lot of people being shut out of jobs because they don't have the degree. And part of what these employers are doing is trying to figure out how to expand opportunity, expand the pools they're hiring from, and be able to fill the jobs that they have. All of the workers that I spoke to had actually started college. But none of them were able to finish. These were the people that I included in my story. None of them finished because either they ran out of money, they had kids early, so had to drop out of college in order to become caregivers, or they needed to work to help support their families. So by dinging people who didn't finish college, in many cases for them, it was just life circumstances that didn't allow them to finish that degree.
How does the pay compare between the two groups?
Well, there has always been a large college degree premium. If you have a degree, you're partly because you've been able to access a wider variety of jobs. Historically, you earn far more over your lifetime if you have that degree. Again, this is not an argument for people not getting a college degree, but more a situation where you can open up more economic opportunity to people who don't have the degree by being thoughtful about what skills a job actually requires and how you assess and hire for those skills.
That's WSJ reporter Lauren Weber. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Robin Friedman to discuss why more empty nesters are upsizing their homes rather than downsizing. This episode was produced by me, J.R. Whalen, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.